540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Senator Marco Rubio says that President Biden needs to reverse the executive orders on immigration. He told Fox News.
We have a president who will not detain the people who entered this country illegally. Look, the immigration system in America is complicated, but our laws are pretty straightforward.
President Biden's been pushing Congress to pass a bipartisan border bill, but the House won't take it to the floor for a vote. In parts of Northern California and Nevada, blizzard conditions continue. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley says some areas in the higher elevations got wind gusts of well over 110 miles an hour.
For those areas that are receiving the snow in the higher Sierra, very, very difficult to measure because of the wind.
No temporary ceasefire deal in place yet in Gaza, and Senator Ben Cardin told Fox, wiping out Hamas must be done.
There is no future for Israel or the Palestinians with Hamas in Gaza. Hamas must be taken out.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. President Biden's support for Israel's war in Gaza is costing him votes from Muslim, Arab American, and pro-Palestinian communities, if the results of the recent Michigan primary are any indication. More from Farah Siddiqui.
More than 100,000 people voted uncommitted in Michigan's presidential primary. An exit poll of over 500 Muslim voters was conducted by the Council on American-Islamic Relations. CARE's Government Affairs Director Robert McCaw says 94% of American Muslims who voted in the Democratic primary voted uncommitted.
It's a clear sign that our communities are organized. We're a political force in these states and other swing states, and we can tip the results in any election when it counts.
The exit poll found that potential third-party candidates are polling better than Biden, and if an election was held today, 40% of Muslim voters would prefer an unnamed other candidate. The poll also found 13% might vote for GOP frontrunner Donald Trump. The Biden administration has faced significant protests in Michigan. According to McCaw, the initiation of the Vote Uncommitted campaign was in protest of the president's reluctance to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. He says these voters weren't bluffing.
It's noteworthy that potential third-party candidates such as Dr. Cornel West are polling better than Biden with Muslim voters, while others like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Jill Stein are polling evenly with the president.
In response to the protest vote, Dearborn Mayor Abdullah Hamoud wrote on social media, "Today, thousands said enough. As American citizens and Michigan voters, we have made our voices heard at the ballot box. Now it is up to President Biden to listen to Michigan and do the right thing." I'm Farah Siddiqui. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
More changes for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where college players have been undergoing physicals and doing drills, except for USC quarterback Caleb Williams, who is expected to be the first pick by the Bears. Williams says, why share that information with other teams when you're number one overall? Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Journal reports that the Packers have asked the agent of running back Aaron Jones to agree to a restructured contract or possibly face being released in a couple of weeks. Running back A.J. Dillon is not expected to return and will become a free agent. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Overall, I think our team is in good shape. I think we have a very strong roster, but you know, nothing's set in stone in this league, and we're going to bring in as many guys as we can to be competitive. And I would imagine that our roster will look a lot different than it did last year, like it always does from year to year. And we're excited about that.
As Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Slecker.
And this is Dr. Johnny Lupinacci.
Friday, best of the week, trending education news.
Boston Pencils every weekday at 7 p.m.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny and breezy Sunday on the way. South winds up around 30 miles per hour with highs of the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy, mid-40s overnight. There will be a chance of rain, some thunderstorms around on Monday. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, highs near the 60-degree mark. Currently 49 degrees.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Shaw at 540 a.m. and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
AM 1400 WRJN.
Music of the Star. We're on the air till high noon. Worldwide, civicmedia.us. The music of Hollywood. McMurray. That's him on sax. Fred McMurray is actually from Quincy, Illinois and Kankakee, but his parents are from Wisconsin, Baraboo. To be specific, the music of the stars. Well, we'd celebrate some Hollywood music. Not all the love songs are from love music. From movies, there's, well, here's a horror movie, seriously, with a beautiful love song. That's Gary Miles, the movie Circus of Horrors, starring Anton Differing, 1960, Gary Miles.
When life doesn't seem worth a million, and you don't really care who you are, when you feel there is no one beside you, look for a star.
Music. Take her, she's mine. first Sunday of March on the music of the stars, Julie London. The month of St. Patrick, where the holiday is more celebrated here than it is in Ireland. Go figure. And the first month that we see spring. Just for her.
Melancholy March, your gloom is showing, your winds are blowing across the sky. Melancholy March, your clouds are crying, your trees are sighing as though they'll die. I know you're late for winter's day, too early for any spring. So we stand hand in hand, waiting for anything. Melancholy March without a season, you have no reason or rhyme to be. Melancholy March, meet melancholy.
Just for Julie. Jackie Gleason.
Every time I hear it play, right out of space, your haunting face appears. There were other serenades, broken promises you made. Why must I pay day after day with tears? Alone in my of you, alone in the gloom, once more I'm close to you. Melancholy serenade, as the music starts to fade, feel your kiss, and then you disappear. serenade. As the music starts to fade, I feel your kiss, and then you disappear.
Jackie Gleason wrote so many songs. Here's Nat Cole on the music of the stars.
And hear the story of the blues in all its glory. Gather round and I'll
Civic Media Radio Network.
No, John. It's best that we part, John. You have another wife, and I have another husband, and he has another wife, and she has another husband. It isn't the simplest sort of arrangement, is it? No, after all our years of wedded bliss, it's off Wiedersehen, John. We must think of the child. After all, we do have a child, and he has a child, and the child has another wife, and she has another husband, and he has a child, and that child, John, is our child. I must go away somewhere and figure this thing out. Auf Wiedersehen, John. Auf Wiedersehen. What about?
That March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. Now here to reply is our chief meteorologist, John Belushi, with a seasonal report.
Thank you, Chevy. Well, another winter is almost over, and March, true to form, has come in like a lion, and hopefully will go out like a lamb. At least that's how March works here in the United States. But did you know that March behaves differently in other countries? Norway, for example, March comes in like a polar bear and goes out like a walrus. Or take the case of Honduras, where March comes in like a lamb and goes out like a salt marsh harvest mouse. Let us compare this to the Maldive Islands, where March comes in like a wildebeest and goes out like an ant. A tiny little ant about this big. How unlike the Malay Peninsula, where March comes in like a worm-eating fern bird and goes out like a worm-eating fern bird. In fact, their whole year is like a worm-eating fern bird. Or consider the Republic of South Africa, where March comes in like a lion and goes out like a different lion. Like one has a mane and one doesn't have a mane. Or in certain parts of South America, where March swims in like a sea otter, then it slithers out like a giant anaconda. There you can buy land real cheap, you know? And there's a country where March hops in like a kangaroo and stays a kangaroo for a while, and then it becomes a slightly smaller kangaroo. Then for a couple days, it's sort of a cross between a frilled lizard and a common house cat. Wait. Then it changes back into a smaller kangaroo, and then it goes out like a wild dingo. Now, it's not Australia. Now, you'd think it would be Australia, but it's not. Now, look, pal! I know a country where March comes in like an emu and goes out like a tapir, and they don't even know what it means. All right? Now, listen, there are 9 different countries where March comes in like a frog and goes out like a golden retriever. But that's not the weird part. No, the weird part is the frog. The frog part is... The weird part is...
Dry, my love, since you've been gone, I haven't shed a tear. I'll never cry, my love, though every day seems like 100 years. For I'm just a fool who when I'm alone, I can hear the sound of rain in my heart, of the tears that I hide, and it tears me apart, 'cause I keep them inside. The sound of the rain in my heart.
We had beautiful weather here for this weekend, mostly sunny skies and highs in the upper 80s. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy, mild, with those temperatures dropping down into the mid 70s. Now we've got some big changes here for the upcoming work week. Starting tomorrow, we're going to have a volcanic eruption right near Charlottesville, and it's going to make things rather toasty across the area. We're going to see lava spill out into central Virginia and make temperatures in Richmond at 350 degrees, Fredericksburg at 345, Charlottesville, the hot spot, at 400. Not as hot off towards the tidewater. A little bit more comfortable with highs near 100 degrees. The reason why, we're going to have tidal waves moving in ahead of this, a global superstorm developing off towards the Atlantic Ocean. This thing is headed our way, but the key to the forecast, right before this thing makes landfall, it is going to be deflected by Godzilla. Now, a lot can change between now and then. We're looking at the latest data. We'll continue to bring you the very latest. I do want to encourage you, though, that if you ever do see a sleeping coyote, do not wake it. Bad idea. Okay. Here's the forecast. Volcano 350 there for Monday. Global superstorm on Tuesday. We could see maybe about 1 200 inches of rainfall, wind gusts up to 1,000 miles an hour. Godzilla Wednesday, I'll be honest, I have no idea what's going to happen on that day. After that, though, how about this to finish off the work week? Low humidity, lots of sunshine, with highs in the upper 80s heading into next weekend.
What's your name, honey?
Pablo.
Certainly can.
Chico.
Certainly can.
Miguelito.
Pablo. Chico. Miguelito.
No! Can.
Say here under weather report, it say a front of warm air is moving in from
where?
Jamaica. Moderately high barometric pressure will cover the northeast and the deep south. Small danger of fruit frost. Hot and humid nights can be expected.
Hey, Vincent, 95. Guadalupe, 97. San Domingo, 99.
Tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising. It isn't surprising. You certainly can. I started this heat wave by.
Yeah.
And in such a way that the customers say that I certainly can. G-G-G.
Yesterday, Tom Skilling announced his retirement after 45 years at WGN.
That's right. So this morning, we're going to be taking a look at some of his most memorable moments.
Oh, the weather.
What to do?
many amazing moments throughout the years. He started in August of 1978, and he's going to be retiring at the end of February. So many tributes to come for Tom, but made the announcement yesterday.
Music sweet, captivate your mind. We have this hot desire, this fire that lit up town. So we get we get feeling hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Oh,
Piazzadora. Now that Piazzadora. Can sing.
Walking along the street, or you're at a party.
There he is. Excuse me. That's snot on your shoe?
Snot? Oh, Austin! You gotta be here someplace. I'll stay here. You check the wings.
This could be the start of something big. There's no.
Oh, no. Not him again. Please, God.
Who knows what's written in that magic book? Cover up the gate, my friend. Invite him in without a second look. You're watching the sun come up. Count your money.
Hey,
police squad. We're here to prevent a disaster.
You're too late for that.
Civic Media Radio Network. Antonio Di Benedetto. That's his real name.
New. Yes.
Yes, I know the signs, and I know what to do. It's a highway that I have traveled through before. Can wake up and sing. Nothing bores me now. I enjoy everything.
To say goodbye. Cy Coleman wrote that. I'm Lou Regani. It's a pleasure and an honor to be back on the air. Both pleasure and honor. Thank you for listening. Next Sunday, more of the same, more towards Hollywood and the Academy Awards, and a few surprises on the Music of the Star.
I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown, and through the lonely night I'm not alone. And when people care as you sadness in the word goodbye, because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, I'm never far away from me.
Good night.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network, and we're worldwide at civicmedia.us. Stations all over the Badger State carrying the program, and others tomorrow morning, Don Rosen. 6 to 8 Central. This has been our closing theme for three decades. I have to tell you, the guys who wrote it, I'm not making this up, Alan Roberts and Robert Allen. What's the chance of that happening? Anything can happen on the Music of the Stars and will. Find out tomorrow and all week long and on Sundays. 7 to noon Central Time. And until we meet again next Sunday, I'm Lou Regani. Keep your dreams alive and reach for the stars.
Listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.